Welcome to OlaTalks.com, Business Startup Edition here. My name is Ola. Today's topic is how to start a business with no money or experience. See, this is somewhat of a series that I've been doing, how to start a business. Essentially, what I'm doing is I'm picking up all the excuses you have to not start a business, and we are breaking down those beliefs, and we're helping you build up some new beliefs, which are actually the truth, because the truth of the matter is that you don't really need money to start a business. You don't. What you need is a desire. But more importantly, what you need is just a desire. Okay? So, but beyond that, I wanted to expand a little bit more. I have an email question here today, and I would like to dive into it. Shall we? Hello, Ola. I want to start a business, but I don't have the money. Yeah, like most people, right? Even if you have the money, you don't have enough, right? That's what most people think, right? Let's continue. I went to my bank, Wells Fargo, to try and get a loan, even though I have an excellent credit of 710. That's nice. They wanted me to show some type of experience and track record. You know, that's what the institutions do. They want you to show that you've been perfect. The institutions want to lend money to only people that have been perfect. But there's a little slight problem there. Most people that have been perfect have something that they perceive as perfect going on. Something like a job, right? Something like a 8 to 12 hour day job, right? Where at least the bills are being taken care of. At least this, that. At the very minimum, they're living life. Maybe like not like they would like it. But they may even claim they love their job. Maybe it's true that they love their job. Bottom line is that they don't need the banks. They often don't feel like they need to start a business. So that's a problem. Most people that want to start a business are people that usually have their back against the wall. And somehow it could be mental. They may actually have a good job, have a good pay, but they know that they can actually live a better life, right? Imagine if you have a good job, you have a better pay, you're making over $150,000 a year, but you just know that you can have a better life. You can have a better quality of life, maybe because you can spend more time with your family, maybe because you know you can control your destiny, you can control your retirement, you don't have to depend on the government or institutional systems for your retirement. But usually people that feel this way don't have a good credit. Maybe they don't have savings. Maybe nothing has been perfect for them. Maybe they've been gambling. Maybe that's how it feels to some people, right? Who knows? Maybe they've made some mistake, they've made some wrong bets, right? So usually the conventional, everything must be perfect, that the bank like Wells Fargo, Bank of America will ask you. You don't have it. Maybe you want to start a business that's a completely brand new idea, but you don't have experience. Maybe you're the Mark Zuckerberg of today. Imagine Mark Zuckerberg back in 2003 when he was in Harvard, 2004, right? Imagine him going to the bank and saying, I want some loan. Chances are the bank, the institution, the traditional institution is not going to take a bet on him because he had no track record, and that they're just not in that kind of business. Okay, so let's continue the email. They wanted me to show experience and some track records, and you don't have it, right? How does that make any sense? I know, right? Why would I need to start a new business if I already have experience from an existing business? Yeah. Why would I need to start a business? That's why people lose money. That's why people with good credit end up losing money, losing their credit, because they go through this traditional institution. But pretty much what happens is that it put them in the wrong state of mind. They feel like they could just run a business on anyhow by following the books. You know, the entrepreneurship world is a little bit different from following the books, you know, because, again, there's something called market shift in the real world. And when you have a market shift that happens in the real world, you throw all the textbooks out the window, okay? You have to snap into entrepreneurship. You have to know how to handle issues, not even problems. Issues, like things that just pop out of nowhere and you can't really find how to fix it in the book anywhere. That's why I laugh at people that are very quick to give advices on business ownership, entrepreneurship. without owning one. I just laugh because they, rightfully, maybe they know some theory, you know, maybe it makes certain sense to them just by looking at logic here and there, right? But I hate to tell you, it doesn't work like that, right? So it takes there's something internally that has to happen before you become an entrepreneur to be able to be an entrepreneur. And some of that comes from having your back against the wall. Your character gets tested. You don't have the experience. You don't have the money. So you may even think that's a negative right now, but that's actually a leverage. That's something you can actually leverage, because already your brain starts snapping into a mode where you have to create new solutions, right? So just bear with me here. Okay, let me continue the email. So at this point, the email, right? At this point, it looks like a hard stop for me. I stumbled across some guy who is offering $30,000 loan. Not enough. Of course, that's not enough, right? Because it's not about money. at a ridiculous rate of 37%. You see, somebody is trying to sell you. And there's a lot of people getting into this kind of trouble out there. GTFOH. Get the F out of here. That's what he said in the email, right? What advice might you have if I don't have money nor experience? See, here's the thing. It's not just about experience. Anything you don't have as an entrepreneur, you should snap into the L word, leverage. So here at My Empire Pro, my company, we have three words. There's actually one main word, which is empire. We're building an empire, right? So building an empire is one layer of a block at a time, but sometimes things crumble and you have to build all over again. And once you build that dynasty, it's for life, right? So empire. But also we two other words, leverage and legacy. Now here's where you're gonna need leverage. If there's something that you feel like you're lacking in your business, you gotta think leverage. Find other people that have that thing and partner with them. Okay? Find a way to partner with them and share profits all day long. Shared profit is better than zero profit. Does that make sense? So if somebody has experience and you don't have experience, you leverage their experience. Find partners. How do you find partners? Get out to the events. Go out to events. Find meetups in your area. Go out to events. Travel a couple of thousand miles over across the ocean to go out to an event. Invest in yourself. That's going to be the best investment you will ever make, because the partnership that you're going to make with individuals just like you, it's going to be way better than some kind of money. I don't care if it's $100,000 that you could get from a institutionalized bank, okay? It's not going to favor you. What's going to happen is that you're going to end up with $100,000 in your bank account. You're about to start with a brand new idea. You're going to make some mistakes, and now you're in debt. If you've made that mistake already, that's sad. But if you can avoid that, avoid that. So leverage somebody else's experience, OPE, other people's experience, just like other people's money. Now, here's the thing with other people's money. When it comes to other people's money, I'm going to advise you right now, especially if you're starting a startup, avoid using the bank if you can, okay? There are ways that you can raise funds, purely 0%, just completely. You don't have to pay no money back, and you can raise just from an idea. There are ways you can build a business just off of the information that you already have in you already, okay? And that's one of the things I would train you how to do here. How do you leverage something that's already on the inside? A lot of times, see, when it comes to faith and entrepreneurship, what the greatest thing about you is already on your inside. It's not going to come from outside anywhere. So even if I say other people's experience, you're still going to need to pull out the greatest thing about your business from inside of you. And I know that sounds kumbaya as well, but bear with me. Trust me. You have to go with what I just said, okay? So other people's money, that's traditional, what they teach you, go get other people's money and buy real estate. If you buy real estate, yeah, that's fine. If you have an idea, there are other ways to build a business without necessarily getting into debt. That's my point. VCs, venture capitalists, you got to be careful. If you have a startup that's coming up, you got to be careful with venture capitalists. A lot of them are vultures, okay? V for vulture, okay? So you want to be careful with venture capitalist, okay? I will still go back to the SMS formula, okay? SMS formula stands for sales marketing services. Find something that you know how to do and offer it in the form of sales marketing and services, okay? Learn, master those three skill sets because you already do them anyway. Master those three skill sets, sales, marketing, and services, and that's what we help you with here. So hopefully that helped you a little bit. If you want my help personally, you can ask me a question in the comment below. You can send me an email at ask@olatalks.com. It's going to take me a while to get back to you. I don't know how long, but the fastest way to get a hold of me within the next 48 hours is to go through olatalks.com/mastermind. That's the link you see on the screen right now. And there are over $11,000 worth of value on that page. Sign up all the way, go inside, and I will see you on the inside. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated today. We'll talk soon. Peace.